Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks, and welcome to the fifth and final part of the little series we've been going on. Today's episode is called Deviation, because not all things are set in stone, and varying up things or rolling with unexpected changes is not only important but completely necessary in some cases. So, as I've been saying throughout this entire series, make things work for you. It is not needed that you follow what I've been doing, but rather figure things out for yourself. And one of those things relies heavily on you and your energy levels, okay? Because it's great to have a routine and it's great to have a plan, but some days we just need to throw that out the window and do what we want. The thing I've been teasing in the past few episodes is that when it comes to my evening routine, I've sometimes been so tired that I kind of just throw things together. I will take the shortest cut when it comes to certain things. For example, my evening routine. When I was doing that, I remembered the early afternoon is when I do the lazy work. So I'll sweep, I'll wipe things down, I'll clean things out, I'll plan my outfit for the next day. Then that completes the early part of the routine. The evening routine later on is me planning for the next day, doing all my things, journaling, all sorts of things. In between that time, I'm actually working on side hustles, so to speak. So I'm doing the podcast, I'm writing scripts, I'm editing, I'm researching, I'm planning things out, I'm maybe editing things for social media that I want to upload. Those all exhaust you as well. And there are some days where I'm just like, I do not have the energy for these full routines. In which case, I will shortcut as much as possible. I will do literally the bare minimum. When it comes to my teeth, I brush it, I will rinse it with mouthwash, and I'll call it a day. With my face, I will double cleanse and walk away when I'm done. Literally the barest of minimum to get through the task and like pass. I'm talking like not even a 50% pass. I'm talking like a 30% maths pass. Like that, like get over the line, my guy, and walk on with your life. That is sometimes what we just need, and we'll try again tomorrow. Because honestly, some days are just really that hard. And I think this is where your energy level comes into play. Because as much as you think the routine is like yay and easy, sometimes we just need a stripped down, bare bones routine where all you do is brush your teeth, not even mouthwash, wash your face, change your clothes so you aren't in pajamas all day, and try and tick off one to-do list item that's gonna affect your life. Or if you work from home, just survive the day. Or if you have to go into an office, just get there, show your face, close your door, and leave when you can. Like, just get through it, because sometimes no one has the energy for the day, and that's okay. Accept that, acknowledge that, be gentle with yourself when those things happen, and try again tomorrow. Because it's not worth it to think that one day is gonna ruin everything. It's not. It's so minute in the grand scheme of things. Don't beat yourself up about it. Please, please don't. Because trust me, once you have a mindset of it's a bump in the road and that's okay, but it's taught me something. What has it taught me? It's taught you maybe that you are going too hard at the beginning of your week. Meaning you spent your whole weekend trying to make up for all the things you couldn't do in the week. That you crammed it into a weekend and exhausted yourself. And on Monday you get up and you are fried. Like you just cannot. And that's understandable. So now you just need to readjust. Do some more self-care during the week to offset the balance on the weekend. And that might help. You cook meals every day and that's exhausting. So you end up getting takeaways on the weekend and you feel crappy on Monday. Try and maybe one weekend have one meal of takeaways on the weekend and one in the week. And then you eat healthy once on a weekend and the rest of the week. Except for that, obviously, one day of takeaways or whatever. Trial and error. Not beating yourself up is okay. Understanding your flow and your energy and how that works is brilliant. And taking advantage of high energy days when you do have them. Because those are the best. Being able to make up for the low energy days when you have a high energy day is one of the best things. And I definitely think it falls into the planning for the worst and hoping for the best kind of scenario, because it's a gentle balance. You can't do everything. Rome wasn't built in a day. And guess what? I'm sure it rained in Rome, so there were days where absolutely no construction was going on. Okay? Other days, sunshine, everything was built. Same is life, okay? For me, I was so low energy after Bambi's passing. I did not get to this for basically a month and a half. I didn't do much else in my life for that time either, and that's okay, because in the last couple of weeks I've been much higher energy and I've literally achieved so much I feel like it's balanced out for that month. That's me. That's okay. Figure out you. Do what's best for you. Forget everyone else. Don't compare, especially. That's my biggest takeaway. Please don't. Have patience with yourself. Understanding for yourself. Take a deep breath in. Trust the process and that it will work out in the end. Breathe out. And just keep going forward. You'll get there eventually. Okay? Thank you for coming with me on this roller coaster of a ride, and I will see you in the next episode. Keep being the best you possible and a better being as usual. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.